Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Miles and Al here with you. 10 past 6, Thursday morning, 24th of September 2020. Time for us to just go through what's on our mind, isn't it? So, for me this week, is there a post office in the United Kingdom that doesn't have one absolute misery guts working there?
No, absolutely not.
There's not, is there? I had to go to
never seen one.
I had to go to the post office this week, and I was just met with just zero customer service. And it's not that they're, like, rude necessarily to you. They just don't speak.
Yeah.
They just look like they hate it. They don't really want customers to come through the door.
Absolutely not, no.
You go in and you're just met with very short, sharp answers. Go here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Made you feel very much like a nuisance.
No hi, no bye, no real please or thank you. Every single post office I've ever been to in this country is exactly the same.
See, I quite like the idea of the post office, because it's quite old-fashioned, isn't it, which is nice. You don't get a lot of that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah, the one I went to, Scott, still got little bits. It's a bit of a... It's almost like a newsagent's with a post office in the corner, and I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they don't like customers, they don't trust you, that's why they put the pen on the chain.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like banks.
Exactly.
Of all the things you could steal in the bank, the pen's the most important.
I'm after the pen.
What's on your mind, Al?
So I've been wondering, obviously there's been a lot of talk this week about all sorts of things, and I'm thinking if we go into lockdown, is anyone even going to dare suggesting a Zoom quiz? Because if they do, they're going to get short shrift from me, I can tell you that.
Are you sick of them?
I'm so done with them.
Why?
We're going to have to find something else.
I barely did any.
I did one. I did about three a week.
Did you?
For
see,
about
that's
four
your problem.
Months.
You overshot it. I knew we were. I knew this was going to last.
You held back.
I held well back.
Yeah.
No, I think I did like one, yeah.
Did you? Wow, okay. You must be the only person in the country.
Until maybe.
Yeah.
I was the prophet that foresaw this. No, I didn't. I just didn't get invited.
Yeah. Oh, well, they
to be completely honest, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't have that group of friends, but no. That's the thing that I will do more of, I think, if we do go into another lockdown. But it feels like we are. I mean, you said to me when we came in that you're not sure it will happen.
It's tricky at the moment, isn't it? Because it does feel a bit like it did last time, but I'm sort of not willing to believe it.
I feel like the thing with pubs that was announced on Monday, Tuesday?
When
Monday. Well, Tuesday it sort of came out it was going to happen on Monday, didn't it? The curfew of 10 o'clock, for me, felt like a warning to say, get ready, because you might have to close, or you have to figure out takeaway service, or whatever you're going to do. It just felt like a precursor.
Mm.
But fingers crossed it's not, because I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go back to normal. Anyway, that's what's on our mind.
Cool. Bit of doom-mongering this
bleak
morning.
Bleak finish, isn't it?
Vibe 107.6.
So I'm going to have a look at what day it is. In this section of the show, we look back in time, see the key events that happened on this day in history.
What have we got?
And we also look forward and see what we should celebrate. So every day celebrate something weird and wonderful. Right, I'll go through the this day in history. In 1952... KFC opened its first franchise in Salt Lake City in Utah.
Wow.
So when
that was a big day.
Obviously, it's from Kentucky, but this is the first franchise, so this is when it became Pizza Hut.
Oh, I see.
Not Pizza Hut, KFC.
Wait,
I'm being KFC.
Fair enough.
That threw me off.
Is it anything to do with Pizza Hut?
Nothing to do with Pizza Hut, just KFC. No, that's when it became the beast that is KFC now.
Yes. Yeah,
I
yeah.
love KFC.
When the Colonel took over the world. Me
yes.
too. I've got quite into it the last couple. It took me, because I used to be vegetarian.
Right.
And I have now been eating meat for about 10 years, but KFC is one of the more recent things that I've sort of finally got into.
I tell you what, I do have to say it's better in New Zealand, though. And I know it should be the same 50 herbs and spices. Or whatever it is, but it's better in New Zealand.
You know KFC, this is a good fact for you, right?
Right.
KFC, if you go on Twitter, on their account, they only follow 11 accounts, and it's the 5 Spice Girls and 6, is it 6 people called Herb?
Yeah.
Or something. Is that the right number?
Yeah,
is it
something
11?
Like that. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Whatever it is, it's that. Yeah.
Very clever marketing. You ready for 1957?
I am indeed. Born through a party in the county jail.
Everybody, let's rock. Anyway, this was released.
I was going to say, is that where you were going?
Jailhouse Rock was released on this day in 1957.
Rock and roll forever.
Yeah, it did. Billboard Song of the Year, 1957. However, Now, I watched the Elvis comeback special yesterday. When I was searching on this, I was like, oh, it came up on YouTube. Like, oh, yeah, let's watch that. And don't want to speak ill of the dead. And he was a brilliant performer.
Of course.
That was a man who fancied himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time, wasn't it?
He pioneered fancying himself.
He believed his own hype, didn't he? When he was doing, like, his split thing, leaning back, I was just like, no one gets away with that.
Oh, man, but he does.
I wonder how he'd do in this day and age. You'd probably look at him and go, oh, come on, be a bit more humble, mate.
He wouldn't get anywhere.
He would not. And in 2007... brilliant show.
I don't like this
Marmite show, isn't it?
Very much so.
Big Bang Theory premiered. I love the Big Bang Theory. I really do.
I've never laughed at anything on the Big Bang Theory.
How?
I don't know. I just haven't. It just hasn't happened.
The last episode made me cry.
Oh, really? Is it finished now? I thought it was still going.
No, it's finished.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're in great. Anyway, what should we celebrate on this? What should we be celebrating?
So it's a bit of a weird one today. Have you heard of Cherry's Jubilee?
Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. It's a dessert that no one's ever actually had.
Right, okay.
So it's Cherry Jubilee Day. It's also
It sounds like something people's nans have.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I remember going to the dance and having Cherry's Jubilee afterwards on my hot date.
It's also Lash Stylist Day. So if you are an eyelash stylist, then, well, it's your day. So
Heidi
celebrate
gets
yourself.
Hers done really, really intrinsically. So. The way Heidi's eyelashes get done, and I don't understand how this works, is they glue individual eyelashes on top of her eyelashes to make them look longer and fuller. She falls asleep and snores in their face. The whole process sounds mad.
What a job. I mean, they deserve a day to celebrate most.
Yes,
they do. People snoring in their faces. And finally, it's also Remember Me Day, which is a day to remember all the pets that need adopting and to promote the adopting of pets.
Oh, right. See, my mind went somewhere else with that. Remember me? Moving back from New Zealand, I say that so many times. When I go to the pub in Tring, if I bump into someone from school, hey, do you remember me?
Yeah. And they go, no.
Yeah. You will. As the weather's packed in, I thought we could try and have fun, even though the weather's rubbish.
Let's try.
So, let's do the top three things to do now the weather's bad.
I like it.
Three, not feel guilty about staying in all day.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah, well, when the sun's out, I feel really bad. Yeah. So I'll be like, oh, I should go out, it's really nice. Now, you look out the window and go, I'm not going anywhere.
I had last weekend, so Phoebe, my girlfriend, was out for the day with a friend all day. And I'd sort of got it in my head that I was going to have a movies day, because I don't have a lot of days by myself where I just sit in front of the TV.
Yeah.
So I thought, whatever the weather is, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice day, and I stayed in and watched all three Lord of the Rings films back to back.
Wow, that's a lot of movies.
I've not watched them for years.
Did you close the curtains as well?
Yes.
Oh, right, and then you open them again, you go, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
And at two, that's the second best thing you can do now the weather's bad, is cautiously use the pavement around the splash zones. There's nothing worse than when a car clips that puddle and you're wet for the rest of the day.
We've got a monster puddle just down the street from us. You got to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, and you sort of tiptoe around it. And when a car's coming, you're sort of like, you don't want to stop, but you don't want to let the car know.
Let them know you're afraid.
You want to time your walk so that you get there between cars. Very difficult.
Oh, man.
And the top thing that you can do now the weather's bad, I'm going to let the music do the talking. I'm singing in the rain. You can dance.
Now you're talking.
And sing in the rain.
Absolutely.
Which is a bit counterintuitive to the last point, because you're going to have to splash in puddles.
You can do both at the same time.
But you've just preempted. Wear some wellies.
We need to sing in the rain this year.
On the way to work.
Yeah.
You don't want to get wet. On the way home, you're about to get changed.
Exactly.
We do need to sing in the rain this year.
We do.
I want to see everybody swinging around lampposts with umbrellas. I don't know exactly how easy that'll be.
Or health and safety friendly.
Anyway, that's the top thing we can do now it's bad. I expect to look out the window today and see lots of people singing in the rain. Vibe 107.6. Anyway, Hannah and Garson has texted us. 80818, start your text with Vibe if you ever want to get in touch with
Morning,
the show.
Morning, Hannah. Thanks for listening.
And just saying, when we played Elvis before for our On This Day, what day is it? She said he didn't sound like Elvis.
Really? Born through a party in the county jail.
I sort of see her point. because you forget that young Elvis just had a normal voice. Old Elvis is when he went, oh, yeah, Elvis.
Yeah. So, actually, he's quite high-pitched here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, he's got just a normal singing voice, just a rock and roller.
Yeah.
So, what I was thinking we could do, Al, I've got the lyrics of Jailhouse Rock here.
Okay, right.
Can we be more Elvis than Elvis?
I think we probably can.
I think
yes.
we can. Right, so there's the lyrics. It starts with the one through a pie. This is the start of the song. So
okay.
Just go. I'll see if you go. You go first, and I'll go after you.
All right.
I'll play it quietly so that the okay. one lyrics. Can you sure. do it more Elvis than Elvis? You ready?
I think I can.
One through a pie in the county jail. The prison man was there, they began to wail. The man was there, and to swing. Should have heard him knock down by single. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
How am I doing so far?
Okay, line by line.
Everybody in the whole cell block.
Who was more Elvis?
I would say me.
I'd say you as well. Mm. I think you've just out-Elvised Elvis.
I've done it.
Should I have a go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think I can out-Elvis Elvis?
I don't think you can out-Elvis me, but I think you can out-Elvis Elvis.
Oh, we'll see, shall we?
Was there a party in the county jail? The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and they joined the swing. You should have heard the knockdown jailbirds sing. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, you had the pitch there, and at the beginning I didn't quite believe it, but then you really went for it at the end.
I brought it home.
You started quivering.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Vibe 107.6.
That pesky white van's out there again.
Oh, the one that is showing solidarity in my awful parking.
Well, your parking's all right today. So, outside Vibe, we
have
diagonal parks.
Mm.
Very easy to use.
Mm.
With a diagonal park, it's just a slight turn to the right, and then you're in, pretty much. Al struggles with them.
Mm.
This van is shocking.
Mm.
But the van's part of the reason people struggle.
Yeah.
Because if the van is parked... Because the thing with a diagonal park is you sort of have to be in properly, you know, parallel with the lines.
Yeah, otherwise you throw the whole thing off.
Yes, and they have thrown the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Because the van just fits in the park as it is, and they're parked diagonally to the diagonal.
Yeah.
And it's not very good.
I think I've realised why I find it more difficult parking diagonally.
Because you can't drive?
Well, there's that. But also, when you park in a normal space, you know, the 90-degree one, all you've got to think about is just full turn of the wheel, right? And when you park diagonally, you actually have to think about how much you need to turn the wheel. There's actually some calculation involved. Whereas if you're turning, swinging into a space, just turn the wheel all the way around. Don't have to think about it. You know you'll end up in the right place.
Keep going, mate.
Where's the music gone?
I'm leaving you out there by yourself.
I feel very vulnerable out here. Can we have some music, please?
No, you're out there, mate. I'm not coming to get you back.
I think my argument is sound.
It's not. No, you just turn a bit less. That's you know, it's easy. It's much easier. It's like saying, every time I go around a corner when I'm driving, I crash. It's not difficult.
I have to go 90 degrees or I can't do anything at all.
I can't move slightly. Like, going round a roundabout is a nightmare.
You're telling me. Stephanie Bushy has texted in.
Yeah.
She says twice she's hit other cars whilst trying to parallel park. I feel that, Steph. I got parallel parks every single time I did my driving test, and they're the worst manoeuvre. I never got the easy one.
How many times did you do your driving test?
Five.
Oh!
That's another story.
Alright, I'll tell you my driving fail then. Because I know that I come across as pretty much the perfect person while we're doing the show.
Yeah, in many ways, I'd say that, yeah.
Pretty much every way. But
I have been in your car with you driving.
I am a very good driver. I've been driving since I was 15, because of the New Zealand rules back then. But I've had one fail, and it was about 3 days after I got car insurance in England for the first time.
Mm.
So this would have been when I was 20. And my dad's house in Tring, I was at my dad's, it's on the high street, and it is opposite a shop. I'd parked perfectly. My dad had just fixed the wheel alignment on the car. It was my stepsister's car. I was borrowing it. And I was walking into the house, and as I'm putting the key in the door, an unmanned car reverses past me. I'd left the handbrake on.
Oh, wow.
It went across the road, bounced up off the curb, and straight to a shop window.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Took out a key cutting station.
Oh, my goodness. That makes me feel so much better.
But it was fine because insurance covered it. Not a scratch on the car.
Just on the key cutting station.
Just through the key cutting station. It went out, and it was so lucky. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And luckily, there were no cars or people going past at that time. There could have been a dead child. And it went up through the thing and then rolled back into the road, and then the cars stopped on either side. And I had to go, sorry!
I could just see it, them all honking at you.
Yeah, just, sorry guys, drive back up. And it wasn't open yet, so I had to wait two hours, go in. You might have noticed that you don't have a window anymore. That was my car. He kept coming into the pub I was working at the time, and that was awkward.
Oh, that is awkward.
How many times did you fail your driving test again?
It was four.
Do you remember why you failed each one?
The first time this was quite a long time ago, actually, and I was driving too close to the person in front of me, I think.
Right, okay. Tailgating.
Trying to intimidate somebody. And then there was one where it was classic. I was doing a hill start, and I didn't look at my blind spot before pulling out again and starting up the road. That was about a minute and a half after the start of the test.
Oh.
And I said to him, I've obviously failed, can we go back? And he said, no, we have to finish the test.
Yeah.
So then you have like half an hour of awkwardness. And then there was another one where I drove briefly on the wrong side of the road.
Were you in France? Like, what were you doing?
It was one of those roads. Oh. It was like a 20-mile-an-hour residential street, right?
Yeah, but there's still sides of the road.
No, I know. But it's that thing where there's loads of parked cars.
Yeah.
So you spend most of the time driving on the wrong side of the road.
And you forgot.
And then when the cars stopped, I forgot to move over the other side.
Glad they failed you.
And finally, there was a time where I pulled up behind what I thought was a queue of traffic. It was actually a line of parked cars and waiters.
How long for?
I don't know, about maybe like 40 seconds or something before I realised.
Oh, good luck topping that driving fail. Vibe 107.6. Thursday morning, it's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
So, very excited this week, as I say. You know, I like to theme my quizzes around topical things that go on in the news, etc.
Yes.
So, very topical this week. You know how we've been talking about pubs closing at 10?
Mm-hmm.
This week's quiz is called Get Out, It's 10! So, basically, the premise... You like it already,
because
the premise of this quiz, very, very simple. Try to keep it as simple as possible. You're going to have 10 seconds to answer each question.
Right.
In order to keep it straightforward, I'm just going to award 1 point per question. If you answer successfully, then you get the point. If you don't answer successfully, you won't get the point. Simple as that. So 5
Excellent.
Points up for grabs. 10 seconds to answer. At the end of the 10 seconds, you'll hear this sound.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
All clear.
Good. Got
okay,
it.
Okay, play along at home. Let's play Get Out, It's 10. Okay, so number one, name 5 capital cities beginning with B.
Oh, it would be nice to be able to name one.
Bora Bora,
Bermuda,
Barclay.
What's one?
I don't think you got any there.
Berlin.
There you go, there's one.
There you go, Berlin.
No point for that one, I'm afraid.
What could I have had?
You could have had Baku, Baghdad, Brussels, Bangkok, Beijing, Berlin, you nearly got. Belfast as well.
All the obvious ones, yep.
Yeah, all the obvious ones. Okay, so no points so far. Let's try... Question number two. What is 376 plus 283? Your time starts now.
Oh, go the one. 659?
Wow! You actually did it. That's incredible. 659.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God I have a notepad.
I did not think you were going to get that one. That would have taken me about 2 minutes. Nice one. Well done. Okay, number three. Name 5 singles released by Katy Perry.
Smile, Daisies, California Girls, I Kissed a Girl, and, and I failed this.
You have failed indeed. Wow, that was close, you got 4.
Mm.
You could have had Hot and Cold, Raw, Firework, Teenage Dream, there's loads
of
them.
Yeah, Friday night.
Still, 1 point out of 3, that's not terrible so far. Right, okay, number 4. Name all 7 members of S Club 7.
Paul.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hit
the button. Well, that's a quick 10 seconds.
Let's start again.
It's not 10 o'clock yet. It's 5:15.
Your time starts now.
Paul, Lisa, Steve, I don't know, Bruno, Kira, Leanne, and Jackie.
I'm sensing you're not going to get that one, and you're absolutely wrong. You got one there, though. That's Paul. So no points on that one, I'm afraid.
Don't put any punches.
Okay, last one. Concentrate here, okay? Because this is quite a tricky one. But I reckon you might get it, okay?
Yeah.
Name the last five prime ministers before Boris Johnson?
Sorry. Again, it's 5 o'clock. I've got 5 more hours of drinking time here.
5 seconds.
Okay,
10 seconds past now.
Theresa May, David Cameron, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, and Maggie Thatcher. Well, John Major.
Yes, you got it.
Yes.
Well, I helped you out a little bit there, didn't I? A
little bit.
2 points on today's game of... Get out, it's 10. Vibe 107.6. So, Captain Tom Moore. Captain Sir Tom Moore, I should say.
Sir Captain Tom Moore?
I don't know which way
around. And isn't he Colonel now as well?
Is he?
Sir Colonel Tom Moore.
I think Sir goes in the middle somewhere, which is confusing.
It does it?
Yeah, I think
Captain
so.
Captain Sir.
Captain Sir, which does, that, does
yes,
sound
sir,
weird.
Captain Sir?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that guy, you know, the national hero who's won everyone's hearts during lockdown.
Yeah, by walking around his garden.
Yeah, his life's going to be made into a movie.
Great.
Yeah, which I'm well up for.
Because he's got, like, World War II.
Yeah.
And then... intermittent time,
yeah,
and then walking around his garden.
The intermittent period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to sort of skip over that.
Yeah.
I love the idea of this. I mean, what a life story, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
What a thing to cover. But everyone's talking about casting, who's going to play him. Some people have mentioned...
Well, how are they going to do it? Because there's a few ways they could do it.
Mm.
They could do it like... The Irishman, where Robert De Niro was all of the ages.
Mm.
Although, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Young Robert De Niro still walked like old Robert De Niro.
Yeah, it doesn't quite...
His face was changed,
yeah,
but he's still like an old man trying to beat people up.
If they can tinker around with that technology a bit more, then great. They've talked about maybe Michael Caine doing it. I don't know if he could do a Bedfordshire accent, I suppose. I'm trying to picture him not doing...
My name is Sir Captain Tom Moore.
Not a lot of people know that.
And that was terrible.
Yeah, that was
terrible. Yeah.
Mine's awful as well.
I'm only supposed to play Doors Off. My name is Michael. No. Let's carry on.
That's not a bad 60s Michael Caine impression.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're going to have to go with.
Well,
there's going to be a period. It will be the
60s. Yeah. Or Anthony Hopkins, they've also talked about.
Yeah, but they can't play young Captain Tom Moore.
Well, this is the thing. Unless they get the Irishman technology right. So we're going to have somebody else. People have talked about Tom Hardy doing it, doing the whole war hero thing. Or Tom Hiddleston, which I can see.
Was Captain Tom Moore absolutely hench?
Well, someone needs to ask him.
I think Hiddleston would be good.
Mm.
Hiddleston would be good.
Mm.
My mind says Brad Pitt just because of Benjamin Button. We know he can play an old man. But
yeah, that's true. We've seen it. I think having seen photos of him when he was younger, Captain Sir Tom, I can see Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston's
the
my
handsome,
man.
The handsome war hero kind of look.
Well, you're not going to say he's unattractive a war hero, are you?
Well, no, true, but very
you
handsome.
You're going to say
man.
He's a war hero, but Jesus, look at him. Okay, so should we go? We'll say Hiddleston.
Yeah,
let's put our bets on Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Hiddleston.
The campaign starts here.
Yeah. Mm. Hiddleston for Tom Moore. Sir Captain Sir Tom Moore.
Whichever way round it is.
Whichever way round it is. Vibe 107.6. You're quite a clean person.
Thank you.
You like to keep your flat clean.
Yeah, I do. I'm big into tidying. And hoovering,
about,
I love.
What about washing up?
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
I hate washing. I just chuck everything in the dishwasher.
Like clothes washing and bedding and stuff?
Clothes washing. It's just a pain, isn't it? It's not the washing, it's the hanging up on the error.
Yeah. What do you think about someone not washing their pillows for 10 years?
Wow. I mean, I know pillows are notoriously like... Isn't it something like... Two-thirds of the weight of a pillow is all the dust and stuff that's come off.
Yeah, so it's not the pillowcase, it's the pillow itself.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I personally have never washed a pillow.
I think we've washed them once.
But people, I think, have washed them for me.
Mm.
If they haven't, I might be in the same situation as this sort of Snapchat story going viral.
Yeah.
I think it's Snapchat. A girl found out her boyfriend hadn't washed his pillows for 10 years, wouldn't let her buy new ones, so she's given it what looks like a chemical clean. At one point, she's using a plunger. Like, there's all sorts going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's easily done, I think, because you wouldn't necessarily think to wash it.
You wash the pillow cover.
Yeah. It's like, where do you draw the line? You're not going to wash your mattress, are you?
Yeah. Well, so when I travelled in Southeast Asia, cheap hostels, they definitely hadn't all been cleaned properly. Like, some of them you would sleep on. There were some of them that didn't appear to have pillowcases.
Mm.
There were some of them that had pillowcases that stank.
Yeah.
I quite often used a t-shirt as a pillowcase.
Carry your own pillowcase
extra,
around.
Extra protection.
Yeah.
But I would like to think that I'd wash them in less than 10 years, but at the same time, I can't see a time when I would ever actually think to myself, oh, that pillow needs a wash.
Yeah, it doesn't occur to you, does it?
No, once a week, get the bedding off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wash my mattress.
Once a week?
It won't fit. Yeah, once a week, every 10 days-ish.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Blimey. So, big congratulations this morning to Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. Is it
Gigi?
Gigi. Did I call her Gigi? I'm not up on my showbiz people, Gigi.
Oh, no. She will forever be known as Giggy on this show. That's amazing.
I don't know. Giggy,
imagine
Jeevy.
Imagine that.
All right, Giggy.
All right, our Giggy.
I've spent years thinking it was Giggy. Why Gigi? Why is that more fashionable? Do you know, I was going to do a heartfelt thing then, but you're just now, this has just turned into let's mock Al for his mispronunciation of famous people's names.
Sorry, that was great. Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid. Oh. I genuinely, yeah. all my life, well, not all my life, because she's not been famous all my life, yeah. But all of her famous life, I thought that was what she was called. Gigi Hadid.
God,
but anyway,
okay.
Massive congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.